recycle. We gotta learn to recycle. We gotta learn to reduce, reuse, recycle. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Reduce.
Today, Friday, the 4th of November 2011. I am Mari, and we are starting the Oroville Green News in a very beautiful shine day after so many days of rain. At the studio, we have Andrea and Diahalun. The highlights for today are USAID conference in Oroville, 7 billion inhabitants in the world, and the Story of Stuff project. The fifth edition of the USAID conference has a team, Design for Social Innovation and Sustainable Development, is being held in Oroville from November the 2nd to the 5th. Participants from all over India are gathering together to discuss how can design contribute to a better world, creating solutions to real problems and being part of people's life. We had talk with two of the organizers that share with us more details on this conference.
Hi, this is Chiro Priyo, and I'm working as a volunteer in USAID 2011, which has been conducted in Oroville.
Hi, I'm Sagar Shastri. I'm being a volunteer here at USAID. I'm here for the second time in Oroville.
USAID Foundation was started around 6 years back, and its main ambition is to, you know, there should be a conglomeration of students of design institutes and from an interdisciplinary background, basically, from engineering and design. And there should be a common ground for students and from the industry people so that they can share their ideas, they can come up with new ideas, and so that directly they can get in touch with industry. So how it's been going on. So it's actually a breeding ground for new ideas, new innovations. So each year there is a theme. So this year is of sustainability. So last year, some was different. So each year they're having something common ground, which has been, you know, provided by the industries and from the, it's been conceived by students. So it happens that from it's growing up, because initially when it was conceived, it started with around 200 students for a conference, and gradually it's been expanding. And this year it's low, because but the thing is that it's very far, and so people, industry people, are little reluctant to come in this place. But still, the figure is good. It's around 100, so it's good.
There are different varieties of speakers here. It's not only about the industry, it's also about the academic projects that students have done. So it's a platform even for the students to showcase what projects they have done. And from industry perspective, there are numerous companies who are interested in showcasing what new products they have come up with in the market. And this is the right platform, because all designers come together here. And in the conferences, whatever speakers, they have discussed various topics. The main focus is on sustainability, but still we are not sticking only to the main design. It's overall to the society, whatever designers can contribute as well.
It's because of the theme, it was sustainability. So we are trying to come close to the nature. And it's one of the best places in India you can find to have to come very close to the nature. And you have this auditorium sound, because you have big corpus and giants coming here. So you can give them a feel of having a good area of, you know, organize something. And also at the same time, you have a feel of the nature. So that speaks out to us that come to Oroville and I have organized some event here. And another thing is that Oroville is something, it's very different actually. It's very different. And that's the main reason we have been here.
I would like to add to what Chiro said. I think once we came here, the first thing we noticed is the sustainability, how it is maintained in Oroville. I think that's surprising for most of us, because I think 47 countries, people from 47 countries live here together in harmony, which itself speaks a lot. So I think that's the first point why Oroville is a great place, and why we should conduct it here. About Oroville, it's been
about the conference.
About the conference, yeah, they're really happy with it, and it's a unique experience for them. I mean, because it generally happens in big hotels, and but this is the first time they're experiencing totally different environment, and it is contributing to their thinking as well. Once they come here, there are a lot of industry speakers, and the interaction is as good as how it used to happen earlier, and plus they are getting a very good environment to learn a lot of things and to explore a lot of things here. Okay. We have our own website, usidfoundation.org. They can visit that website, or the videos will be circulated in CDs. We will send you a copy as well. I think maybe you can circulate it.
The United Nations report on the state of the world population 2011 states that the 7 billion person is expected in October. Meanwhile, Uttar Pradesh, with a population larger than Brazil or Russia, has welcomed the symbolic 7 billion baby girl, so have Philippines and Russia. The exponential growth of the human population is mind-blowing. In the time of Newton, there were 500 million people. In the present day, average lifetime, 80 years in US, the population tripled in size from 2.5 billion to 7 billion. The impact this has on the world's water, land and food resources and the ability to feed all with enough calories and especially sufficient nutrients is huge. We live on a planet with finite resources. At the moment, we actually live above our resource budget and would need the resource of almost two Earth planets. A third of the world population is either lacking in food or is unhealthily overweight. The Story of Stuff Project. When Annie Leonard and her friends at Free Range Studio set out in 2007 to share what she learned about the way we make, use and throw away stuff, they thought 50,000 views would be a good result for her 20-minute cartoon about trash. Today, with over 15 million views and counting, The Story of Stuff is one of the most watched environmental theme online movies of all time. Now, the project has spanned and have different videos such as The Story of Water and so on. If you want to know more, you should actually visit their portal, which is very interesting. The address is storyofstuff.org. And from Shirobindo, there is a secret synchrosensian or environment conscious in which are determinate or unseen connection with the world outside us. Those were the news for today. I see you next Friday. Bye-bye. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Because three.